In Parshas Vayechi, it says, Vayar menucha ki toiv by Yisachar. He saw that rest was good, the sa'aretz ki na'ema, and the land was pleasant. Vayetshich mylisbal, and he bowed his shoulders to bear, the oil of Taira. Das Taira, Rabbi Rucham Levavis brings a fascinating, emistika, unbelievable concept that we could carry with us through our lives and practice this. Rabbi Yochanan Lubavitch said that the Torah was given to Bnei Yisrael by Har Sinai in the Midbar. And some people find that hard to understand. To require Torah, you know you need Yishuv Adas. We need a peace of mind without disturbances. So the Torah should have, L'chaira, be given in Eretz Yisrael when everyone was home at on his own, settled peacefully, sort of like the way it was in the times of Shlomo HaMelech, calm, where you don't have the tirdis. That's how you could learn with a calmness. Why was the Torah given in the wilderness, empty from the physical comforts? And the answer is that just like Torah itself is a hayrah to teach us about life, the manner in which Torah is given also is teaching us an important lesson in life. What it's teaching us is that we can make ourselves fit for accepting the Torah by understanding the way it was given, that it was given in a midbar. For Torah, one needs peace of mind, says Rabbi Rucham. But what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching us is that the true definition of peace of mind is by giving Torah in a midbar. People who don't have understanding of Midas simply mistaken, and they say that in order to have peace of mind, you need to have physical comforts. But the reality is just the opposite. Peace of mind is not dependent on physical comforts. If a peace of mind that is dependent on physical comforts is a source of confusion, because then someone will get used to only having peace of mind when nothing is missing in his life, and he'll be broken if he's lacking what he normally has. So someone who seeks physical comforts and thinks he's going to have peace of mind that way is like throwing oil on fire to extinguish it. Or someone who drinks salt water to quench his thirst. At the beginning it seems, oh, I put it out, or I'm not thirsty anymore, but it comes stronger than before. That's what happens when a person tries to find Yishuv Adas through physical comforts. Now, just as a side, one needs to know, we're not talking about physical necessities. Like, for example, a person, yes, he does need, and even in the Midbar, they had the mun, they had a roof over their heads, they were able to eat. We're not talking about lacking the physical necessities. That's a healthy thing. But we're talking about the other physical comforts beyond that. And to have your mind dependent on that, to have your peace of mind, is truly not really peace of mind. How does a person gain peace of mind? Rabbi Rucham says is to be aware of what your ultimate goals are in life. What's your tachlis? And you're calm and focused on the tachlis of what your life is about. So when you do that, when you're aware of what life is about and you focus on this, then you're constantly in that matzav. You're traveling towards your goal and you're internalizing that awareness. So therefore, you won't be disturbed. You won't be broken. You won't be upset when certain things don't work out your way. You may go through stressful situations. But again, if your focus is on the physical comforts, and then when a stressful situation comes up, it adds to it and becomes overwhelming. But if you have it as a tachlis, I'm serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this is my tachlis, then you experience less stress through life, and you're able to cope with difficulties a lot better. It's similar to Havdal, the way soldiers are trained in battle. They don't prepare them by putting them in a nice, comfortable room. Adaraba, they put them into difficult situation, obstacle courses, bad weather training, and things like that, to teach them to be able to be calm and present and focused, even when those physical comforts are lacking, and even if it seems to be a negative environment in that sense. The same idea as with Torah study. Again, we're not talking about necessities. Person needs to eat healthy, yes. He eats healthy. He needs enough sleep. Shmartem es nafshei seichem. We're not talking about the basic physical needs that are necessary to have a normal Yishuv Adas in order to study Torah. But not that it's dependent on on the physical comforts of that. And that's why by Yisachar it says he swore that rest was good. Yisachar was the shevet that was Isaac and Tyra, and he knew that rest and peace of mind was good. So what did he do? Vayet shechmoy lizboil. He bowed his shoulders to bear, meaning he trained himself. I'm going to stay focused on my limud haTaira, and I'll bear any difficulties he was about to reach. So even let's say bizman hazeh, you're in a comfortable base medrash in yeshiva. It's a hot summer day, and the air conditioner, Baruch Hashem, is working. So why not? You'll learn geshmak. But one day happened to be at 3 o'clock, it broke. You have second seder till 6. Talking about such matzavim, similar to something like that. You normally have those comforts, and now it's taken away. But if someone has their goal in mind, limud haTaira, and Mitzvah Hashem, they'll fix the air conditioner. It's not going to be forever. You're going to have a comfort the next day, or whatever it is. They'll repair it. They usually repair it quickly. But for the next 2 hours, it'll be somewhat less comfortable. So if someone has the true peace of mind, he will not get all flustered. His limud haTaira won't get weakened by the fact that he has experiences this difficulty, this uncomfortableness in life. While with others, they get so agitated that they just lose their focus completely, and it kills their day even. This happens a lot when people are married on their wedding day, and one small detail goes wrong, and it upsets them tremendously, and they become so upset that they don't know what world they're in. They're totally, you know, eismensch, like they say. And therefore, it's very important to understand, but what's the tachlis, the situation? Baruch Hashem, we're getting married, or my child's getting married, and stay focused to that. That keeps it focused. So that's really a tremendous yisoid in Avodas Hashem and in Limud Torah overall, that Menuchas HaNefesh should not be dependent upon physical realities. But and as you realize that, then you will have true peace of mind. And that's why the Torah was given Dafka in the Midbar and not in the comfortable area of Eretz Yisrael in its prosperity. Another aside of this week's Parsha, brought down in Pinimina al-Taira, we don't realize how chashuv it is. Think about it. When Yaakov gave the brachas to his sons, and his first three sons got not, it was a bracha, bepnimius, but it was a taichacha. It was a reproof, and it was not pleasant. It was focusing on their errors. And it must have hurt. There's no question it must have hurt. This was Yaakov at the time that of his death, and he didn't sugarcoat anything, and he said it the way it was. And Chazal praised the brothers, especially Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, who accepted this teichacha. The Yaakov Shemini brings this, that they accepted this teichacha without complaining. And that's why they have the schus. When it talks in the beginning of Shemais, it starts going through the detail of the yichus, and it's very unusual. It starts with Reuven, and then Shimon, and then Levi talks about Moshe and Aaron, and it doesn't continue. Only those three pshatim. So you could say Pashup Shat, because it wants to go through till they reach Moshe and Aaron, which is the focus of the story. But the Chazal say, in Yalkut Shemaini, that it's more than that. Hashem Dafka counted Reuven and Shimon and Levi particular, not because they were mentioning Moshe and Aharon. They could have easily just mentioned their yichus quickly, but he mentions it l'chvoidam, because of the fact that they accepted this teichacha without argument. They were moida at their failings. They didn't try to justify themselves. Similar to what the Pasuk in Mishlei says in Perek Tesvav, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, that an ear that hears life-giving reproof will be in the midst of the wise. And it's tremendous. Reuven Leibowitz talks about this. He says, it is true when we, to accept rebuke is not easy. And to be made on a constructive criticism that is real is not easy. It takes a gibar, it takes a certain gvura, a strong person, to accept it. These were shiftei ka, the 12 tribes that this foundation of Klal Yisrael is based upon. It was a muk shasa kosher. Yaakov was laying on his deathbed. These were not just simple teichacha, simple words of that. It was this goodbye to his sons. He was leaving the world. And they stood there, their head bowed with respect. They were makabalit b'lev shalom. They didn't justify their actions. They didn't give an excuse. And they were praised for this. They were praised for this. And Rohanich Leibowitz Zatzal said that you see from here, that in order to accept Teichacha, it requires a certain level of Gvura. Even big Torah giants found it difficult, despite all the Ahava that they had for their father and all the Ahava that he had for them. But they could have had a resistance or in them have a little, like, no, this is not totally true. You don't understand. But they didn't do that. They were makabel lebalev shalom. It's brought down in Medrash Shechetayv, the same thing with David HaMelech had this midah. When Avigail criticized him, when he wanted to kill Naval HaKarmeli, and in the Chazal it goes even deeper, he proposed to her and to live with her, and Avigail saved him from that too, explaining that now is not the right time for it, shouldn't be a mikshel to you, as the Gemara talks about. But let's focus now on the Naval HaKarmeli, that he wanted to kill him, and Avigail saved her husband by saying, "Al toimeh b'shvil shani melech, ein oda mecheni." This is what the Chazal say that she said. Because don't say that because I, David HaMelech, that I'm a king, that no man or woman could rebuke me. Hecheich ata atzmecha. This is the lashon of the Medrash Shechetayv that the Chazal say that Avigail told David HaMelech, rebuke yourself. She was worried that, David, you're worried that you're not going to be mekabel mei teichacha because I'm a simple woman. Be mechiach yourself. And we should bear in mind that this is David HaMelech who we are speaking about. And the chet we're talking about is shvichas damim. And so the normal thing of a king where a woman is accusing him of shvichas damim, and don't fall into that. How dare you? How could you say that? Who do you think you are? What makes you so perfect? I'm a melech. Who gives you a right to say this? He didn't do any of that. He ultimately was makar toif to her and thanked her for saving him from these mechshaylim of shvichas damim and gili arayis, like the Chazal say. So the bottom line is this also is a lesson. It's not so easy sometimes, especially when people sometimes don't give the techacha properly, and it hurts because they're not being sensitive. But nevertheless, you take the constructive aspects of it and you say, okay, they may have not said it so nicely, but there is a point of truth in here that I'm going to work on. That takes gevura and that takes courage. And may HaKadosh Baruch Hu help that we should work on both of these inyanim that we spoke about today. Number one is if you think of your tachlis in life, of what your meaning of life is, that's a tremendous pesach to be able to get you to a point where you'll have more menuchas hanefesh and more calmness. And even when stresses of life come, you're able to take it calmly, and you're able to take it in a peaceful way, and you'll stay on track, and you'll be able to have that yishav adas that's not dependent on physical comforts. And again, we're not talking about physical necessities. That's a chiyuv to keep your health with. That's something else. A person needs to eat in order to have koyach to learn. Needs to rest in order to have koyach to learn. Needs a certain normal concept of living in a living place. A person that has a house, a wife, and some kalim norm, like they say, and begodim, necessities, definitely important. But to run after those pleasures or say that I need those dafka, those extra things, in order for me to function in life or in order for me to become Oyved Hashem or in order for me to learn Torah, that's the opposite of Yishav Adah. So when we focus on the tachlis and realize we could have peace of mind that's not connected to those physical pleasures, but what the Menuchas Nefesh comes from just keeping to your getting being close to Hashem and walking with Him and following His ways, then all those nisyonis become much easier in life, and it could be a vehicle of great growth and even simcha. And the second lesson of that, when someone is mechiach you, even if they may have not, it hurt, and it may have not been the nicest way they said it, and maybe if they didn't even have the right intentions when they said it, and they were wrong for saying it. But ultimately, you say to yourself, if there's no teichin in what they're saying, then indeed you discard it. Don't let it hurt you. But at the same time, if there's something, an element of truth in there, don't hide away from it. It's a hira. Hashem is like telling you that all I'm telling you to do is to fix whatever that wrong is. And that is a sign of courage. And that is why the Shiftei Kah of Reuven, Shimon, and Levi got tzchar to mention their yichus in Parsha Shemois, because of the fact that they were makabel this teichacha. And ultimately, as we know, that it really has tremendous brachas within it, as other mefarshim talk about. And we should, as Hashem, follow their ways and try to follow their footsteps in learning these lessons to be happy, sai, in this world, and Bezes Hashem, and sai la'asid lavai. Have a wonderful Shabbos.